You are listening to The Life of Jesus Christ in a Year from the visions of Anne Catherine Emmerich from Tan. I'm Father Edward Looney, and each day I will be reading and offering commentary to guide you through Anne Catherine Emmerich's magnificent mystical revelations. In addition to listening, you can follow along with the four-volume hardcover set of The Life of Jesus Christ and Biblical Revelations available from Tan. Before we get to today's reading, let us ask the intercession of our venerable author. O blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, devout and pious follower of Christ, who patiently endured the frailty of this mortal condition, who humbly received the honorable marks of Christ Jesus on your hands, feet, side, head, and chest, the marks which you are blessed by the Lord to witness for yourself in his own sufferings, we graciously ask for your intercession with God, that we sinners may be forgiven of our sins and be drawn more completely into spiritual communion with Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We ask this in the name of the Most Holy Lamb of God, through the intercession of Holy Mary, our Mother. Amen. Today is day number 195, and in this episode, we will continue reading from Volume 3. Today we read number 2, the Passover in Lazarus's house. The Paschal Lamb at this Passover was not slain in the temple at so early an hour as the time of Christ's crucifixion. When the slaughtering began at 12:30, the same hour at which Jesus himself was slain upon the cross, that day was a Friday, and on account of the approaching Sabbath, they began earlier. Today, however, they began about 3 in the afternoon. The trumpets were sounded, all was in readiness, and the people entered the temple in separate groups. The rapidity and order with which everything was done were certainly admirable. Though the crowd was great, yet no one obstructed his neighbor's way. Everyone had room to come to slaughter and to withdraw. The 4 lambs for Lazarus's household were slaughtered by the 4 who were to preside at the tables, namely Lazarus, Heli of Hebron, Judas Barsabbas, and Heliakim, the latter a son of Mary Heli and brother of Mary Cleophas. The lambs were fastened to a wooden spit that had a crosspiece, which gave them the appearance of being crucified. They were roasted upright in a bake oven. The entrails, the heart, and the liver were either replaced in the lamb or fastened to the forepart of the head. Bethphage and Bethania were reckoned as part of Jerusalem. Consequently, the Pasch could be eaten in either place. In the evening, when the 15th of Nisan began, the Paschal Lamb was eaten. All were girded, new sandals on their feet, and each held a staff in his hand. They began by chanting the Psalms, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, and blessed be the Lord," while with raised hands they approached the table, 2 by 2, and took their place opposite one another. At the table at which Jesus sat with the apostles, Heli of Hebron presided. Lazarus was at that of his own family and friends. The disciples were at a third, presided over by Heliakim, and Judas Barsabbas did the honors of the 4th. 36 disciples here ate the Pasch. After the prayer, a cup of wine was presented to the master at each table. He blessed it, sipped, and passed it around, after which he washed his hands. On the table were the Paschal Lamb, a dish of unleavened bread, a bowl of brown sauce, another of broth, a third filled with little branches of bitter herbs, and a fourth in which the green herbs were arranged close together in the upright position, thus giving them the appearance of actual growth. The master of each table then carved the Paschal Lamb and served it round among the guests, who consumed it very rapidly. They cut off pieces from the closely packed herbs, steeped them in the broth, and ate them. The master then broke one of the unleavened loaves and laid a little piece of it under the tablecloth. All was done very quickly and accompanied by prayers and passages from scriptures. The guests stood leaning against the seats. The cup went around once more. The master again washed his hands and laid a little bunch of bitter herbs on a morsel of bread, which he steeped and ate. All the guests following his example. The Paschal Lamb had to be entirely consumed. The bones were scraped clean with ivory knives, then washed and burned. After some more chattering, the guests reclined at table in due form to eat and drink. All kinds of elegantly prepared dishes now made their appearance, and mirth and joy prevailed. At Lazarus' house, all had beautiful plates from which they ate. At Jesus' last Paschal feast, however, the plates consisted of discs of bread upon which were impressed various figures. They lay in the hollow places, scooped out around the table. The women likewise stood during the Paschal meal, and they too were clothed as for a journey. They sang psalms, but observed no other ceremonies. They did not carve their lamb themselves, but portions were sent to them from another table. In the side halls of the supper room, a great number of poor ate their Paschal lamb. Lazarus defrayed all the expenses of their meal and gave them presents besides. During the supper, Jesus taught and explained. He delivered an exceedingly beautiful instruction on the vine, on its cultivation, on the extermination of the bad, the planting of better shoots, and the pruning of the same after every new growth. He then turned to the apostles and disciples and told them that they were the shoots of which he spoke, that the Son of Man was the true vine, that they must remain in him, and when he would be subjected to the winepress, they must continue to publish the knowledge of the true vine, namely himself, and plant all the vineyards with the same. The guests did not separate till very late in the night. All were deeply impressed and joyful. Judas Barsabbas was with the exception of Andrew, the eldest disciple. He was married, and his family lived in the pastoral state in a row of houses between Machmathot and Iscariot. Eliakim also was married and lived in the pastoral state on the field of Ginnom. He was much older than Jesus. Jesus seldom sent these disciples into this region. This concludes our reading today. And now we reflect on what we have just listened to, what we have just read. We have a relatively short reading today. It's the celebration of the Passover in Lazarus' house. We know that probably in a year's time from this passage, Jesus will be celebrating the Passover again in Jerusalem, and it'll be at the Last Supper. If you've never celebrated a Passover meal, as we heard, it's rooted in Scripture and such. It's about the exodus of the Jewish people. As we hear the Passover and eating of the lamb and all of this, how interesting that she says that the lamb had the appearance of being crucified. The lamb that they're cooking, eating, preparing. In a year's time, Jesus will be the crucified Lamb of God. He'll be the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. This brings us to the end of our reading and reflection for today. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and sign up for email notifications at emmerichpodcast.com and use coupon code ACE25 for 25% off your next order at tanbooks.com. I hope you'll join us next time as we continue meditating on the life of Jesus Christ with the help of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. Please share this podcast with others, rate and review it wherever you listen. Share it on social media, email it to your prayer group, text a link to your friends, and encourage them to, so you can have holy conversations about what we're hearing and reading from Anne Catherine Emmerich. Until then, may God bless you and Mary pray for you.